Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to do a deep dive on something I think we can all relate to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Credit scores.
Yeah.
And specifically, late payments. We're using Rental Karma's Learning Center for this one. And get this.
Okay.
It says being like 5, 10, even 20 days late
Oh.
on a payment doesn't actually directly hurt your credit score.
Yeah, no, that's I mean, that's true. It's a really common misconception.
Really?
Yeah. So credit scoring models, they really zero in on that 30-day mark.
Oh.
Anything before that is really just between you and, whoever you owe the money to.
Makes sense.
You'll probably still get hit with late fees and all that, which is obviously not ideal.
Ugh, yeah, definitely not.
But your credit score itself should be safe at least for those first 30 days.
So it's kind of like, when you have an overdue library book, right?
Yeah.
Like a couple days late, no biggie.
Right.
But like a month overdue, librarian's gonna start giving you the side eye.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be on that list. But once you hit that 30-day mark, though, things get a little more serious, like way more serious.
Yeah, our source is painting a pretty grim picture, actually.
Yeah. They're not sugarcoating it. A single 30-day late payment
Okay.
can really tank your credit score. Like, we're talking a drop of 60 to 110 points, potentially.
Ouch. Okay. That's rough. I mean, it's kind of crazy how one single late payment can do that much damage. Like, why is it so severe?
It all comes down to the way those credit scoring models work, really.
Okay.
They're trying to like predict your future financial behavior, right?
Right.
Based on, all your past payment history.
Yeah, makes sense.
So let's say you have a high credit score. That means you've been really good about paying on time consistently. So when there's a sudden late payment,
Oh, I see.
it's a big red flag. Like, it throws off the whole pattern and makes you seem riskier to lenders.
So wait, are you saying that if you have a higher credit score, that one late payment actually hurts you more?
It can, yeah. It's kind of counterintuitive, but it makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like if a straight A student suddenly fails a test,
Exactly.
it's more shocking than if a student who always gets C's fails, right?
Exactly. The higher your score, the more you have to lose, unfortunately.
Okay, so say the worst happens and you do get that late payment mark on your credit report. Is there any coming back from that? Or are you just like stuck with it forever?
Thankfully, no, it's not a life sentence.
Okay, good.
I mean, yeah, the initial hit is the worst, for
Sure.
sure. But that impact will gradually lessen over time. Think of it like, I don't know, a bad scrape on your knee or something.
Okay.
It stings like crazy at first, but it heals and fades eventually. Your credit score will too.
Okay, that's good to hear. But how long does that healing take exactly? Like weeks, months, years?
Well, you can generally expect to see about a 50% recovery within a year. So it starts bouncing back fairly quickly.
Okay.
And then full recovery, where the late payment no longer has any impact, that usually takes around 2 years. Wow.
So it's a slow and steady process, but it does get better.
Okay, good. 2 years is a long time, though. What about those credit repair companies?
Right.
The ones that say they can just like erase late payments from your report. Does that actually work?
Well, you can attempt to dispute a late payment with the credit bureaus,
Okay.
but honestly,
Yeah.
it's rarely successful. Yeah. Our source says the success rate is less than 10%.
Oh, wow.
It's because, these credit bureaus, they're relying on the data that lenders provide.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they have really strict procedures for verifying all that information. So,
So it's not as easy as just like calling up and saying, hey, take that off my report.
unfortunately not.
Okay, so if someone's facing a potential late payment, what's the best strategy? Is it all just damage control at that point?
Well, not necessarily. The best thing you can do, honestly, is be proactive.
Yeah.
Reach out to the lender before the payment is due, if possible, and explain your situation. Be honest and see if they're willing to work with you.
Yeah.
A lot of times they might offer a grace period or waive a late fee or even like adjust the due date.
It's amazing how far just, picking up the phone and talking to someone can go.
It really is. Sometimes just explaining the situation can make all the difference.
Yeah. Killing with kindness, right?
Exactly. Now, our source also mentioned something pretty interesting.
Okay.
It says that a 720 credit score is basically considered the gold standard. Like, that's an A plus in credit world.
Okay. I've always wondered about that. Like, what makes 720 so special?
Well, when you hit 720, that's usually when you unlock the best interest rates and loan terms. So, whether you're buying a house, getting a car loan, even applying for a credit card, a 720 will generally get you the best deals.
So anything above 720 is kind of like, what, bragging rights? Like,
yeah.
You don't really need a higher score than that?
Pretty much, yeah. It's like chasing Instagram followers. It might make you feel good, but it doesn't really have any practical benefit.
Okay, so don't stress out about getting a perfect 850, basically. Just focus on hitting that 720 mark and you're golden.
Exactly. It's all about understanding what your credit score can actually do for you and how to use it to your advantage.
Well, this has been super informative. So basically what we learned today is that those 30-day late payments, they can really hurt your credit.
Yeah.
But the impact does go away eventually.
It does.
And it's always a good idea to talk to your lender if you're going to be late. You know, be proactive about it and aim for that 720 credit score. That's the magic number.
Pretty much.
Now, here's something to think about, though. Our source here was talking about late payments reported by lenders, right?
Right.
But what about other bills, like your rent or utilities? Do those affect your credit score the same way? Something to ponder. All right, everybody, that's all for today. Until next time, stay curious.
Bye.
Bye.